Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listening audience. Welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful tonight. We are excited. We have with us special guest, Sharon Robinson of Smith Chapel United Holy Church of Pine Mountain, Georgia, where the pastor is Pastor Yolanda Jill Colton. Sharon has joined us this evening as we are going to share with you regarding This Broken But Blessed, a women's conference that's going to be held in just a few more days. So, Sharon, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you for having me, Valerie.
Yay, yay. So tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Bent, Broken, But Blessed. Who came up with the theme? The scripture I love is Luke 13, 10 through 17, where Jesus heals a crippled woman on Sabbath. But tell me a little bit about this theme, what it meant to you and to Pastor, and how this is going to correlate to the lives of the many women who will come and be transformed through this conference.
Well, you know, we all come together as women, you know, every Sunday after service, and we all kind of fellowship together as women. And so we started thinking that it would be a good thing to put something together so that we could, you know, kind of bring other women into what was blessing us, which was the fellowship. And, you know, we started talking about, you know, we speak oftentimes of things that we're going through in our lives, and we just wanted to open up the doors and let other women come in and fellowship and share their testimonies. You know, we're inviting them to come in bent, come in broken, and we want you to leave blessed. You know, so you're going to hear women sharing their stories and their testimonies, and we just want you to come on out to a judgment-free area or, you know, place of worship so that we can, you know, so that we can allow you to be a part of that.
Amen. I like that. I like that in that it's a safe place. I'll say that. It'll be a safe place. And sometimes for us as women, we want to come to a conference, but we don't want to be exposed. We don't want everybody to know our truth. We want to live with a smile on our face. We want to live with the mask on our face. We want to live hidden. Sometimes we want to live bent and broken because it's the only time that we're able to get attention. The only time that people will hear us if they know that we are in a state of pain. But I love this conference. I love this theme, Bent, Broken, But Blessed, because it speaks to my life. And so I'm excited to be one of the speakers. Hey, y'all. Hey. I'm one of the speakers. I'm excited. I'm excited to be going to Smith Chapel United Methodist Church in Pine Mountain, Georgia, for this event, where other speakers will include First Lady Angela White Fannin, Missionary Tanja Thompson, and our Mistress of Ceremonies will be Evangelist Stephanie Davenport. As we've shared, this is going to be a time of worship, a time of fellowship, a time of healing, and a time of transformation. Now, Sharon, tell me for you, because as I shared with you when you first presented this to me, This topic, this theme speaks to my life. And in the past few months, in those things that I've released in my book, My Reality Revealed, The Seeds I've Sown, I Am His Daughter, they all speak to periods of my life where I was bent or I was broken, but now I can proclaim that I am blessed because I recognize the redemptive work that Jesus did on the cross, and I've learned that through proper counsel and by really seeking God, we can be blessed. So can you share with our listening audience a little bit about your story, about being bent, broken, but now blessed because of your relationship with God?
Well, you know, I we all have our journey, and I've had a journey in my life here recently where I have I realized that oftentimes while we're bent and while we're broken, we don't know that we're already blessed. And oftentimes God has got to bend us and break us so that he can pour into us everything that it is that we need to have so that we can be, you know, see that we're blessed and we can bless others. And that's what this is all about. You know, there's power in prayer. There's nothing like the power of a praying woman, you know. And I have experienced things that have just, you know, shown me that, you know, I often, you know, had, you know, mothers and people speaking to me saying that I had a powerful spirit, and but I didn't know that at the time because I was so broken and bent that I couldn't see the blessing. And as I've come through this and I'm seeing it, it just makes me excited and wanting to share with others and understanding now the power of your testimony and what it will do for others. And that's what I'm looking forward to, you know, with this event, you know, being able to share, you know, being able to share the story and being able to bless others and help them come through as well, you know, so that they can be a blessing or be blessed. Either one.
Amen. 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 I know in our earlier conversation you had shared about some things that had been revealed to you in your reading of the word today. So, yeah, I'm going to pull on the preacher in you that you can share how it was revealed to you from the Holy Spirit and what you read today in the scriptures.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and I had spoken about. You gonna put me on the spot? we were looking at Luke 13, 10-17, and we were talking about the, you know, the woman that was healed of her infirmity. You know, and what struck me with that text is that she waited 18 years, and then you know, It led me to the woman with the issue of blood. She waited 12
mm-hmm.
years.
Then, mm-hmm.
You know, you think about the woman that had the encounter with Jesus at the well. She waited many years and many husbands. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we as women sometimes, you know, we are strong by nature. So we tend to carry a lot of things, and we don't even realize how heavy that load is until we break down and just can't carry it anymore. And,
mm-hmm.
and it, we don't always go to God first. We go to everybody else. So we end up carrying it longer than we need to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to learn
mm-hmm.
to let things go and not carry them for 18 years or 12 years or you know, we need to let go and we need to let God. And that's what that, you know, the text speaks to me is how long we carry things sometimes. We, you know, we need to let it go and give it to God and just let go and trust him.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. One thing I love about the progression in the theme of this conference, and we thank you. We thank God for those who have called in on tonight. If you have a question or a comment or if you need additional information about the conference while we're online, just please press 1 and we can bring you live. But bent, broken, but blessed. When I thought about this and I looked at it even as you were speaking, that progress, when we're bent, it's because we are carrying weight. I think about, and I'm silly this way, how God reveals things, Holy Spirit shows me, but I think about those women who are heavy-breasted, and you find them being bent over more than they sit up straight because they're carrying extra weight, and it's taxing on their body. The same way it is with our spirit. When we're carrying burdens, when we're carrying infirmity, when we're carrying wrong mindsets, we find ourselves being bent over in the spirit. When the word of God says, cast your cares on me because I care for you, often women stay in the bent state because they don't recognize that God cares. A lot of times I believe we've been listening to the wrong voice for too long. And so when we hear things like God loves you, we correlate that love of God to a love that we've experienced with a man. And because that man didn't love me right, does God really love me? We have been so warped in our minds that we stay bent over carrying these things, these mindsets, these emotions, these things from our past that won't allow us to just stand up in God. And so if you've been bent for so long, what happens? You break. And being broken, even as we look at this, being broken is on the path to being restored. So you have to understand, ladies that are listening even now who are contemplating whether they're going to come to the conference or not, If you've been bent, but now you find yourself broken, you're in a good place. Because now you can go back on the potter's wheel and he can make you brand new. He can take everything that's caused hurt, harm, pain in your life. He can take all of that and show you what his love can do for you. You can be restored. You can be delivered. You can be healed. But first you've got to allow God to break you. It means he's got to break some bad habits. It means he's got to break some relationships. He's got to break some mindsets. He's even got to break some conversations that you have with yourself in order to get you to that rightful place where you really mean when you say, God created me a clean heart and renewed the right spirit in me. God, that I will be made whole. You got to get to that place. And then to recognize that you're blessed. There's so much in the Word that lets us know just how blessed we are. But if you're not sure of who you are in him, and not even sure of who you are to yourself, when you look in the mirror every day and you don't like the image, when somebody is constantly saying to you, oh, you'll never be anything, oh, you're not pretty, oh, you're too fat, oh, you're too skinny, oh, you're too dark, oh, you're too light, you got nappy hair, you got straight hair, you don't have education, all these things that people try to throw on us to make us feel like we're less than what God has called us to be, we have to recognize that God has intent when he placed us in the earth. He had an original intent for each one of us when he brought us here, and he brought us here to fulfill destiny on his behalf. And so whether you're doing it the way somebody wants you to do, whether you're doing it because somebody told you to, let's leave all of that alone. Let's focus on what God has purposed you to do. And my sisters, many times, we don't really understand our purpose. And because we don't understand our purpose, we stay bent. We stay bent so long, but we don't break because our minds are still messed up. God says in this conference, he wants you to come bent. But then he wants you to trust him enough that while you're there, he can break you and make you again. He wants you to come broken, because if you come broken, then he's going to give you the balm that heals. And when you leave, if you didn't know you were blessed when you got there, you're going to know just how blessed you are when you leave. I'm excited. I'm excited, Sharon. I'm excited.
I am excited. There's going to be a shifting like no other. It's going to be a place of restoration. There's going to be a place of, we're going to destroy some yokes, and we're going to, you know, we're going to just, I'm just really, really excited. And I really love what you said about the broken pieces, you know, because a lot of times we allow our flaws and our broken pieces to keep us away from our purpose. But God has always used people. He's always used broken people.
Yes, yes,
and he has a plan and a purpose for your life with those broken pieces. You know, remember he said if we give him those broken pieces, he'll give us beauty for ashes. And we're going to walk out of there, change the women, and we're going to walk out into our families and to the world. And then, you know, I'm just so excited about what God is going to do. I mean, it's just the beginning. This is just the first of many. And,
amen.
You know, each one, reach one. We're going to pray one for another. And it's just going to be an incredible experience. And I am so excited about it. I am so excited.
I love what you said. You know, I love that scripture. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, and peace for despair. All those things really speak to our brokenness. But I believe that this conference is going to be, as you say, shifting, but it's going to be shifting of mindset.
All right.
Shifting of mindset. I was sharing with those on our broadcast on Sunday. Do I remember what we were talking about? I don't know. But one thing I shared with them is that whatever we're going through in our life right now, it's because we came in agreement with it. Facing in our life right now, it's because we came into agreement with it. Now you have to ask yourself, did I agree verbally, or did my state of agreement come because I said nothing, because I just accepted it? And in my acceptance, it's caused me to be bent, and it's caused me to be broken. And because it altered the way I think about myself, it made me feel like there's no way I can be blessed.
Mama.
It's time to shift your thinking, my sisters. It's time. It's time for us to really trust the Holy Spirit who speaks to us. That's why the Holy Spirit was given to us as our divine comforter, as our truth, as our guide. That when we begin to build our relationship with Holy Spirit and trust what's being shared with us from the heart of God, we will stop looking at ourselves the same way. I can tell you that as a child, I didn't think I was attractive. I didn't smile a lot because of things, seeds that had been sown that made me feel a certain kind of way about myself. And as I grew and because I made mistakes in my life, I entertained some things that I should have left alone. I just really stayed subdued. I tried to push myself forward, but then I pushed myself back. And then I tried to push myself forward, and then I pushed myself back. And then one day, I had an encounter with God that changed my entire mind. And then I began to smile, and everybody was like, oh, my God, you got such a beautiful smile. And I was like, hey, thank you so much. I allow myself to be broken. I allow myself to be broken. I allow myself to be broken. Again, we do have a few callers on the line. If you have a question or a comment about the conference, amen, please press 1 and we can bring you live. Share with the people a little bit about registration for the conference, where they can go online to register if they can, and some other things that are going on at Smith Chapel.
Well, we've got, with regards to registration, there is a $20 registration fee, and it's on, there's a registration link that's going to be on Facebook. Just be sure to select the family and friends. If you're going to be paying by PayPal, you can pay either by PayPal or you can do Cash App. The PayPal link, though, is paypal.me/SmithChapelUMC, and the Cash App name is $SmithChapelPineMTN. And that's how you can and get on with the registration with that. Or you can pay at the door. There will be have people at the door. And again, it's going to be July the 21st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And there will be breakfast and lunch served. So, and we're going to have fun as well. We're going to, you know, there'll be vendors, food, music, awesome speakers. So we're going to have fun while we're fellowshipping as well. And we're going to have a special prayer room. If there's something that you don't feel like you want to say in front of others, we will have something, a private area for you. So if you just want to have a one-on-one, you know, there'll be all kinds of things. So, and again, we're going to have fun. We're going to be worshiping, and that's always fun.
Amen, amen, amen. Until he pull you in, then you get ugly.
It's good ugly. And I'm glad you said that because we as women oftentimes, you know, we want it to be right and tight, but for this, it's all about God. And so, you know, just come, just be comfortable. You know, of course, be decent, but you just be comfortable. And whatever falls off, whatever hangs out, it's all right because it's all about the Lord. We're really going to let him in. We're really going to take off all that extra, and we're going to let him in so he can have his way.
Amen. Yeah, if you're going to wear that wig, be sure you got it sewn down tight. Take them Spanx off on and leave them at home. Just wear your sweatpants and your big old T-shirt. And, you know, let it do what it do. Amen. I mean, because a lot of times we do want to look right. We want to present, you know, we want to wear the face. This is not about, it's not that kind of party. I don't believe it's that kind of party. Well, we just want to come and be in God's presence. We want to come and receive everything that he has for us. And we want to leave transformed. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we don't have any questions on the line. Praise God. I didn't go into the chat room, but I'm grateful. We do have several people listening online. We do appreciate you. Again, for those who are in the Pine Mountain, Georgia area. We want to encourage you to go on Facebook. Go to the pastor's page, Pastor Yolanda Jones Colton. You can go to my page, Valerie Farrell. You can go to the Smith Chapel United Methodist Church page. Registration, I'm certain, will be on all of those pages where you can hit the link, register. Again, she said you can pay at the door, but we just want you to come. We want you to come. We want you to come ready to receive what it is that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you that day. Invite your girlfriends, invite your foes, invite your family, invite everybody, because there will be a word there that will meet you where you are. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, Sharon, I'm going to ask that you pray us out. I'm going to share with you, listeners, we are on the air each Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. with a relevant kingdom teaching, either myself, my husband, or a speaker as the Lord leads. In the coming weeks, Sharon will be back with us to release a word. Amen. When she tells me what date's going to be good for her. So you'll want to be back to hear that powerful message from this awesome woman of God. But we do that. We also have intercessory prayer on Monday mornings at 5 o'clock a.m. And if there's something that we can intercede on your behalf for, we invite you to send it to me on my Facebook page, Valerie Burrell. You can inbox it to me, or you can always email it to me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. At the empowerment place, we always encourage everybody, every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else, because everything that God gave you is not just for you, but it's to help change the world. We've got to come to a realization that we are the key to our own empowerment. So we've got to be the change that we want to see. Sharon, would you pray us out? Amen.
Father God, we just want to tell you thank you, Father God. We thank you in advance, Father God, for what you are about to do in this with the conference and what you've already done, Father God. We know, Father God, that we are about to step into something that is epic, Father God, and that will blow us out of the water, Father God. But you already know. We just ask, Father God, that your presence is there before we step one foot into the place, Father God, because we don't want to do anything without you. This is a season, Father God, of so many things, Lord God, but whatever this is, we don't want to do it without you. So, Lord God, I'm asking that you just allow us to be hearers of your word and doers of your word, Father God. We're asking that whatever, God, you speak to us at this conference, Father God, that not only do we hear it, Father God, but you give us the strength and the guidance to be obedient, Father God, to whatever it is that we are supposed to do, or that you speak to us, or that you speak into our spirit, Father God. I am just thanking you, Father God. This is our winning season, Father God, and we are claiming, Father God, that everything attached to us is going to win, Father God. This is the first step of our obedience by coming to this women's conference and coming together as women. And I thank you in advance, Father God, that for all that you are going to do for us. And in the precious, precious name of Jesus, I do pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Join us again on Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Until then, know that God loves you and we love you too. Good night.